Support for Artscape comes from Seattle Divorce Services, a law firm with a mission to improve the way divorce law is practiced in the community. The attorneys at Seattle Divorce Services help clients in conflict meet their immediate needs and achieve future security. Information at SeattleDivorceServices.com.
Nick, what is the Texas tenor sound?
Well, for a number of reasons, I'm really glad that the word robust seems to be coming back into common parlance. You hear it a lot more these days. But robust is really the best word to describe Texas tenor saxophone. It's kind of brawny, a little bit raw. It's that kind of honking and bar walking tenor saxophone sound that back in the old days you used to hear on jukeboxes.
Oh, nice. Well, we've got a number of great examples to talk about, starting with Illinois Jacquet.
He basically became immortal when he was 19, when he played a famous solo on Lionel Hampton's recording of Flying Home. But I'm going to play you another one of his signature songs that really defines, to me, what the Texas tenor sound is all about. This is called Bottoms Up. Texas tenor is a tenor saxophone sound that's kind of always on fire, even when it's played slowly. And, of course, Texas tenor heavily employs the vocabulary of blues, but also of swing, bebop, and rhythm and blues. And the next track we're going to hear is by actually the guy who followed Illinois Jacquet in Lionel Hampton's band, Arnett Cobb. And this is something that he recorded in the 70s. And this song gives Generic a good name. This is nothing but a blues. While there aren't any surprises in the song, it's immensely gratifying. Arnett Cobb knows exactly what to play and exactly when to play it. It's tops. So what you're hearing here is kind of a textbook example. He's starting it off kind of cool, kind of smooth, but as they go toward the end of the song, he just kicks out the jams and gets real, real feisty.
Definitely a sexy sound there.
Certainly is. And as I was saying earlier, we've listened to a couple of pieces that really employ a lot of blues vocabulary. And one of the guys in the Texas tenor sound that moved more toward bebop was David Fathead Newman. He was from Dallas, and at a very young age, he joined Ray Charles' band for 12 years. And while in Ray Charles' band, Ray actually encouraged Fathead to start making his own records. And this is from one of his first releases as a leader. It's a song called Cellar Groove, and you'll hear the Texas tenor sound in, like I say, in more of a bebop vocabulary. But I think something about Texas that inhabits this song is the way that the song's head sounds. There's kind of an open country sound about the way this song starts out.
Nick, you mentioned that Fathead was raised in Dallas, and the other two musicians we talked about, Arnett Cobb and Illinois Jacquet, were also from Texas, mm-hmm. and as are the other two that round out your top five.
Right. In this list of five, we also include some music from Buddy Tate, who was from Sherman, Texas, and King Curtis from Fort Worth, Texas. And, of course, you can hear the complete list at kplu.org. But, yeah, I decided to focus this list specifically on players who were from Texas, doing the Texas tenor sound. But, obviously, now that you've heard some examples of it, you know that that sound was used by tenor saxophonists who were born all over the world.
Well, now that we're a little more educated about the sound, we'll be able to identify it more easily.
I think so, yeah. Basically, the Texas tenor sound is this. Plant both feet firmly on the floor and wail.
All right, Nick, thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Support for Artscape comes from Seattle Divorce Services,